You know, for foot and mouth disease, we haven't had an outbreak since 1929. The economic impact, if that were to happen in America, in our cattle or pork industry, it would shut down exports today. As soon as it's found out, exports shut down. And so we don't have a good response to that. We're indebted right now to foreign countries that have that vaccine bank, like in France or Switzerland, to where they're producing that. And we don't have enough vaccine that we can get immediately. And so when we saw that, and the economic impact they talk about in America would be between $150 to $200 billion economic impact, they said it would be about a 4% hit to the GDP. And so knowing that, why would we not have a vaccine bank here? It's an insurance policy for the producers, for the food security of this nation. And so we met with the USDA multiple times. We met with the AVMA. We met with the NCBA. And we all decided this was a good investment for America to be prepared for that. And so I'm excited knowing that they're putting in $150 million for the next 5 years, about $750 million. To create a bank that'll be here in America so that we can have rapid deployment and development of that vaccine if needed.